Good morning, everybody, from the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury. I'm Bill Mitch, and here are some of your latest news headlines. Protesters angry about new rental restrictions in Ocean City plan to take a stand that will be seen by thousands this weekend. The town recently placed restrictions on short-term rentals in Ocean City neighborhoods. Starting this year, guests have to stay for at least 5 nights. That's 31 nights, then starting in 2027. Town leaders say they passed the ordinance to keep neighborhoods family-friendly. But some property owners say it's a case of government overreach. So they are planning to protest along Coastal Highway this Saturday, just before the St. Patrick's Day parade gets underway, hoping to draw attention to their frustrations. The group of protesters has also started a petition telling WBOC they would like to put the town's new short-term rental rules to a voter referendum in Ocean City. A notice to Marylanders that affects people in all U.S. states planning to take a trip that involves flying starting May 7th. Anyone boarding a plane for a domestic flight will need a real ID-compliant driver's license. If you're wondering if your ID is compliant, you just have to check for a small star on the ID. If it is not compliant, you will need another form of approved identification. For more information on how you can upgrade to a real ID, you can visit the Maryland MVA website. Be sure to catch the WBOC News at noon and News at 4. Don't forget about the News at 5 over on Fox 21. From the Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Bill Mitch. Have a great day, everybody.